begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos daf, Memhei, begin Amud Beis, begin the Tais Div Masechta, it begins the words of the Gemara, L'dvar of Reb Shimon Kama. It's going according to the words of Reb Shimon, but but he doesn't hold like that. So Tais asks, why is the Gemara in doubt? Does Rabbi hold like Reb Shimon? Most definitely he does hold like him. That is, the Gemara brought this whole discussion that Reb Shimon asked from his father, Rabbi, does Reb Shimon agree by the unripe dates where it's difficult to eat them, would he agree that there's going to be muktzah? So Rabbi said, no, there's no muktzah for Reb Shimon, only Greg is with Simukim Bavad. So the Gemara thought from the fact Reb Shimon, Rabbi asked his father regarding Reb Shimon, that he holds like him. And now we had a contradiction from a Mishnah. It sounds like that he does hold of muktzah like Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara had two different approaches to explain. Either he does hold like Reb Shimon, or he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. He was only explaining according to what Reb Shimon would hold, but he himself doesn't hold like that. But Tais is bothered. Mashma de Besafkele. So even from the different answers and approaches of the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara is in doubt. Does Rabbi hold like Reb Shimon or not? Isavala, Reb Shimon, does he hold like him? And that says, Betayma says it's a wonder. Am I like Muchach Midel Kaman? Why is it obvious from the Gemara later on of Memvav Maralv, this Savak Reb Shimon, that Rabbi holds like Reb Shimon, that he doesn't hold of Muktzah? Why? Because Dhamma the Gemara says, Pamachas Halach Rabbi B'chula, one time Rabbi went to a certain place, and Bahayr B'menayr, he ruled regarding the candelabra, Kereb Shimon B'ner, the way Reb Shimon holds by the lamp, which is to permit moving an old lamp on Shabbos. We see that he holds in the permissibility, the heter of Reb Shimon regarding Ner. B'chema B'raisa the Ma'isa B'ein Tzad, and so did the B'raisa, it's brought him Sechtes Be'ah, the Chavav Meral, by Bahayr Tam, by an unblemished firstborn animal. In today's times, you cannot slaughter it without a blemish. Shanafalabar falls into a pit, and he's afraid it's going to die over there. Shabihuda Hanasi Yamahu, that's Rabbi, he says, Yerid mi Shibaki b'mumen, so let someone who's proficient in the laws of blemishes go down into the pit. The Yira imyesh b'mumen, let him see if it has a blemish. Yala v'yishchid v'chula, then let him go and bring it up and slaughter the animal, because now it's permitted to be used, because it has a mum. And what do we see? That we don't say from the fact that the firstborn animal is muktzah because an erev yom tov didn't have a blemish. Obviously, that means he holds like Reb Shimon that doesn't hold of muktzah. So why is the Gemara in doubt if he holds like Reb Yehuda like Reb Shimon? Tosfos doesn't answer that question. But Amihu, however, Tosfos points out one thing is that, however, b'may demata liris b'mumen, this that he permits to see the blemishes on yom tov, that obviously is loyas like Reb Shimon. That's obviously not like Reb Shimon. El b'may de lesle muktzah. Only regarding this that he doesn't hold to the laws of muktzah because Reb Shimon himself actually says he's not allowed to check out blemishes on Yom Tov. But Umiyu Rashi legaris b'char tam. Actually, Rashi does not have the gears over there that it was a b'char that was tam, that was unblemished. It doesn't have the word tam. El b'char shenafal labar. It just has the gears of first banana that falls into the pit, which actually, it was blemished from before Yom Tov. It's just that no sage had ever checked it out from before Yom Tov. But Hashdi matzi asik Rabbi Yehuda. So now we could explain that at least Rabbi's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who since it's not muktzah, because it had a blemish from before Yom Tov, so therefore he was thinking about it. The Yirim Hoyu by Mum Zemei Erev Yom Tov, and therefore he could see, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to check up Mum, and there's no problem about Muktzah, because it had the blemish ready from before Yom Tov, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to check it out, and therefore that's why you'd be able to according to what Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi is saying over there, to slaughter it and to eat it on Yom Tov. Keturin Ex Tais Demas, this begins the words of the Gemara, Hochamai Skin, what we're talking about over here is the Ispe Afreich Mess, where it has a dead chick inside this chicken coop. Tais is going to explain that actually, seemingly, even a live chick would be forbidden to move. And that is, the Gemara had said from Rabbi Yechanan that they said Allah is a Reb Shimon. And they asked, he rules like Reb Shimon? But Rabbi Yechanan had ruled regarding it. They asked him regarding a chicken coop on Shabbos, and he says, Yinaladu, obviously, he holds a Reb Yehuda that Islay Mukta. So the Gemara says, no, this that Rabbi Yechanan said, Yinal move the chicken coop is talking about where it has a dead chick inside of it. So, which, therefore, that even Reb Shimon would agree that that's going to be Mukta. Now, Pirshur Av Rabbi Yisuf, he explains, why do you have to say a dead chick? Why can't you say that the chicken coop is muktzah because it has inside of it a live chick? Is mishum dechai chazi l'shasik b'itinik kishabaycha, because actually a live chick is actually, it's not muktzah because you could use it to quiet a crying child who could play with the bird, and therefore it actually would not be muktzah if it was a live bird. It's only because it's a dead bird. But Tais says, Ve'inir, that does not seem to be a correct interpretation. Because the Gemara previously in the Memgimel and Alf, regarding when we turn over a basket in front of the chicks that they could go on it, it sounds like from that Gemara that when the chicks are on it, you can't move it. Why can't you move it? Because the chicks are on it. Obviously, because a live chick is muktzah. Moreover, if it would be true that when the bird is alive, it's permitted, it's not muktzah, Then that might come, but some like that. Why does the Gemara shortly say the Moedir b'Shimon b'Balei Chayim Shemeser b'Shimon agrees by living animals when they die Shasurin, they died on Shabbat, they not move it on Shabbat because they were muktzah when they were still living. What do you mean? If a live chick, Reb Shimon permits to move, and it's not even considered muktzah. Elavadei, rather, it's obvious that Balei Chayim muktzah him, though, that living creatures are muktzah. Kegregis v'tzi mukin, that even Reb Shimon agreed, like dried figs and dried dates, and umakatzai some gamma klovman, that he's setting aside that even dogs he doesn't plan on giving it to, because when it's alive, dogs don't eat it, and that Reb Shimon does not permit, as we find the Gemara later on, from the base, to cut up a nevela that died on Shabbos to feed it to the dogs. Only an animal that was already deathly ill from before Shabbos, we were thinking that it's going to die, but a healthy animal, Shimon agrees it's also because of muktzah, and he does set it aside, and the Ritz doesn't really answer the question, why doesn't the Gemara say by a live chick, why does it only say a dead chick, if seemingly even a live chick is also muktzah? But one thing Teisa points out is that Beloy Dummy, this live chick that we're discussing now, is not the same thing as labasa tavel. Cannot be compared to unsalted meat. Shemut lev shemut, which actually Shimon holds, it is permitted to move it, and we know this. From the parch perk mafanin that the Gemara later on kofchav chesam and alf asks al rav huna the shari that it permits to move this baser tavel. Now v'hotama de rav hava. Rav Huna was a student of Rav. Now for Rav could be Yehuda really. Rav holds it could be Yehuda. And that's who we're asking, oh, how is he able to move it? Avler B'Shimon, Mashma D'Shari, sounds like he would permit to move this unsalted meat. So why does Rav Shimon hold you allowed to move that? Didn't we say that a live chick is Muktzah? The reason is, Mishum De'ena Mekatzei Meklav M'Kamay Balachayim, that he does not say that it's out of use, out of bounds for dogs like living creatures. Living creatures, you're not going to give it to the dogs. But unsalted piece of meat, where, let's say, a person won't eat, but dogs would eat, and therefore Shimon does not consider that as muktzah. Turn next, Tais Damasa says, begins the words of the Gemara, Te'izbei Beya. Okay, it's talking about where there's an egg inside of it. Tais asks that actually Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold that the reason of a Beya Shenoilid is because of Noilid, rather because of Mashkin Shazov, and that is, the Gemara brought this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that they said that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Shimon. Ah, he said the chicken coop is going to be muktzah. Obviously, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So one of the approaches the Gemara says is that, you're right, it's not talking about the dead bird, because that's only according to one interpretation of Rabbi Shimon. It's talking about where in the chicken coop there's an egg. So therefore what? So the asim Shimon Island, which has the Gemara saying, oh, that's forbidden because it was born, and therefore it's like a category of muktzah that Rabbi Shimon would agree to. And then the Gemara rejects that too. But at this point, says Taisa Tarchin, one has to analyze this because Rabbi Yechanan Gufa, who were coming to interpret it for him, his teaching, he himself, Mefarish Time of the Bay, he actually explains the reason why an egg born on Shabbos forbidden is Mishumashkin Shezavu. It's because of this halacha that liquids that ooze out of fruit on Shabbos and Yom Tov are forbidden to drink. Why? Because you might come to squeeze it out. Now, an egg, on some level, is also like Mashkin Shezava, because it also oozed out from the chicken, from the place where it was absorbed, which is very similar to liquids that absorb in a fruit. So how are you proving from over here regarding that it's Asur because of Muktzah of Nailad? What do you mean? It has nothing to do with Nailad. So therefore, this is not, you're saying that the egg is forbidden because of Nailad, but Rabbi Yechanan himself doesn't hold of Nailad. He holds the reason is because of Mashkin Shezavu. So it says, "Efshe de Mishum Hachi Lava Asra B'Shimon L'Talta." You're right. Maybe that's why B'Shimon did not say it's forbidden to move it El Achila, only for eating purposes. Mir Biyechid himself says an egg is forbidden for two reasons. Yes, one is because of Nailad, and that's what we're saying, that yes, it could be he holds like B'Shimon, and B'Shimon would agree that it's forbidden because of Nailad, and also because of Mashkin Shezavu, and that's why he would hold not only the prohibition of eating, but therefore you weren't able to move the chicken coop. But that doesn't contradict it. Again, Rabbi Yechanan holds that there's an additional element of the Be'ish Neilad of Mashkin Shezav, but could be also holds of this idea of Neilad, which, again, is would only make it problematic of eating. But Rabbi Yechanan, because he holds of Mashkin Shezav, also would make it problematic of even moving it. The next text, the Masal begins the words of the Gemara, the Isbe Be'yas Efrayach. Okay, the final interpretation was that there's an egg with a chicken side of it. But Taisa comes to explain that why would Reb Shimon agree by the egg with a chicken side of it that's forbidden to be moved? Because the Gemara ultimately explains, the final interpretation is, I hold a Reb Shimon, so why does he hold that this chicken coop is muktzah? Oh, because there's an egg with a chicken side of it. So on that near Lari, it seems to the Ri that yeah, the Aslam Shim, the Ibrahim Shim would agree it's Aser. Shim the Kibin the Isbeh Freyach, since there's a chick inside this egg, have a come Gregor's Vitzimuk and it's like dried figs and dried grapes because it's not fit to be eaten by anyone, not by like Rashi says, not by animals, not by people. Animals because of eggshell, people. It's also not edible because the chicken's inside of it. So therefore he's Masir Das and it's be considered Mukta totally, even like a Bshim. Now, so then Tosis explains, so then what was the question? So the question that this elder from Kiroya had asked from Rabbi Yechanan, Ishari l'taltule, if you're allowed to move the chicken coop or not, his question was, by shaking the chicken coop, misham habeya, to shake out the egg from inside of it, his question was, ichashiv kamay maniach. If you're saying it's like Gregor's Vitzimukin, so what was his question? His question was, this egg with the chicken inside of it in the chicken coop, do you consider that egg ichashiv kamay maniach, like as if it was placed there from before Shabbos, which that would make the chicken coop into a buses? Or is it like that it was forgotten over there? And therefore then it wouldn't make the chicken coop into a buses. And that's what the Gemara brings, the Bahayishav Le'ibirich, and Rechen responded to me, says, Klum also elatan the ground. What's a chicken coop for? For chickens, meaning, although maybe you didn't know about it, that's not like you forgot it. That's like, you put it there, you know that this is what it's for, and therefore for Aser, and therefore it's going to be Aser to shake the chicken coop to get the egg with the chicken side out, because it's a basis, l'dav ha'aser. Turn next text, the Maskot text begins with words of the Gemara, Amalei said to him, Menar Tishani. Oh, a menorah is a different halacha. So this can explain why didn't the Gemara prove that Rabbi Yechon holds halachas like Bihuda from a different halacha that he holds that a sukkah is forbidden to have benefit even on Shemini Atzeres. That is, the Gemara wanted to prove that actually Rabbi Yechon holds halachas like Bihuda. Where do we see that from? That a menorah fell on the cloak of Ravasi, his student, and he didn't move it. Obviously, it's because he held like his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon, and that the menorah is mukta. That's obviously like Rabbi Yehuda who holds islay mukta, and not like Rabbi Shimon. Tais asked, if you're going to say, why didn't the Gemara prove Mahadur Mabiachan? From this, Mabiachan said, Paraglubarav and Sukkah, the member of Mabeis, the Sukkah, Philip Shmini Asur, that the Sukkah is forbidden even on Shmini Atzeres. Ama Isle Migadis Katsai Bahula, obviously, we hold that since it's forbidden in the Bainash Mosh, I explained this in the previous Taisis of the 8th day, because no, it's a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but that the twilight period, which is still possibly from the 7th day, makes it forbidden in Shmini Atzeres, which is possibly 8th day, makes it also on the 8th day. Kareb Yehuda is like a Behuda, and Reb Shimon does not hold, so why didn't you prove it from there? Tier 3, the re-answer is no, because the Nair, Eina Mukta L'mitzvasei Mitiltel. Regarding a lamp, the moving of the lamp is not prohibited from its mitzvah from moving the lamp. Shein Bitl Mitzvah Betiltel. You're not nullifying the mitzvah when you move the lamp. The whole thing of forbidding something to be moved is only because as a basis, but as Mukta L'mitzvasei, there's no muktza on moving a lamp. Therefore, so you can't compare it to the sukkah where it's muktza ben hashmashas of Shemini Atzeres because of the mitzvah itself. When you move the sukkah, you're tampering with the mitzvah itself. Therefore, you can't prove from the case of the sukkah where he held that it is going to be a muktza machmas mitzvah to the case of the nair, which is lesser than that. And therefore, you can't prove from there that he held like a Behuda to say that over here, he would also hold like a Behuda, which is what the Gemara is trying to prove, even regarding this halacha of the lamp. Now, we continue in the next Tais de Maschum, which is from previous in the Gemara, that La Mishum de Rabasi Tamid Rabbi Yechanan Mechulu, isn't it that obviously it's because Rabasi is a student of Rabbi Yechanan, etc., which Tais can explain. What's this proof that Ravasi was a student of Rabbi Yechanan? That is, the Gemara wanted to prove, like we said from the story, that Ravasi didn't move the menorah from the cloak, which obviously is going like a Behuda. Oh, and he's going like his teacher, Rabbi Yechanan, and obviously Rabbi Yechanan holds like a Behuda, that there is Mukta. But in that, as Taisa from Tim, if you're going to say, Dilma Ravasi kerav Rabbi Svirle, maybe he's not going like his teacher, Rabbi Yechanan, but he's like his teacher, Rav, which we already established Rav holds like a Behuda by Mukta. And how do we know that Rav is the teacher of Ravasi? Kedamalelik, the Gemara previously said, Gabi Shraga de Chanukah, by the Chanukah menorah, which Rav permitted for them to move the Ner Chanukah because of these Chavarim on Shabbos after it goes out, were Amalei Rav Kahana, Viravasi, La Rav. They said, Hilcha Sahachi is halacha like this, that you're allowed to move a Ner on Shabbos? And he says, yeah, Shasat Chakashani. So therefore, that maybe that's why Ravasi didn't move the menorah from the cloak, because he was going like Rav his Rebbe, but maybe Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe holds a Gribshim by Mukta. So, says, Veneer would seem, the Ravasi de la'el, that Ravasi from that story with Rav. Lav hayin the Rabasi dahachi. That's not the same Rabasi over here. Because dahudil el, that Rabasi is chaver shav kahana. Like we brought in that story, who are these two that asked of Rav? Was Rav Kahana and Rabasi. But vahach over here, when it doesn't mention with Rav Kahana, it's actually Rabasi chaver shal Rabami, which is a different Rabasi, and therefore he's a student of Rav Yechanan, and therefore couldn't have said that he's going based on Rav, because there's different Rabasi. Rather, this one's going like Rav Yechanan, and therefore the Gemara had tried to prove that obviously Rav Yechanan holds like Rav Yehuda. The next taste of the begins the words of the Gemara, Ein lana el b'ner k'reb Shimon. We only have the heter regarding of a lamp like Reb Shimon. Tosfos can explain that Reb Yechanan rules like Reb Yehuda, because the Gemara brought that Reish Lakish had ruled in Tzidon that a menorah that could be moved with one hand, you're allowed to move it. If it takes two hands, you're not allowed to move it. Reb Yechanan says that no, we don't have a permissibility of moving lamps, only what we have from Reb Shimon, which is the old lamp that he doesn't hold the muktzah b'machmas mias. But regarding a menorah, Reb Yechanan says whether it's with the small or big, one hand, two hands, it's forbidden to be moved. Tosfos can explain that Reb Yechanan that says that we don't have permissibility of moving lamps, only one thing of Reb Shimon, which is an old lamp, Pirish, what that means to say is, but mukta machmas mias, regarding something that's set aside because it's repulsive, the hainu ner yashim, which is an old lamp, shaloi hidliku baba isa Shabbos, which was not lit on that Shabbos. So there's no other problem of, let's say, muktzah machmas iser. It's only muktzah machmas mias. Regarding that, he rules like Reb Shimon. Now, but then Tosfos comes to explain, ule el de pasuk Reb Yehuda, then what do we have that we had previously mentioned Reb Yechanan that he rules like Reb Yehuda that holds of muktzah? Oh, that's hainu b'tliku baba isa Shabbos. That's if it was lit on that Shabbos, which to have a muktzah machmas iser, where there was a different problem of iser, that he holds like Reb Yehuda regarding an old lamp, which is just machmas mias, that he holds like Reb Shimon. Now, but then says Taisis v'had the pasuk by parak basuk Reb Shimon. But then, what do we do with the fact Reb Yechanan rules in the last parak like Reb Shimon? But in the veil of Naklav regarding, but this enough kovn and vavam obeys by putting a dead animal in front of dogs. Avagav din veil, although a dead animal is muksa machmas isahi, is considered something that or had a prohibition related to it. Could appear Reb Yechanan like Reb Yechanan explained enough your test and obeys that on divrei maskel of Shmuel. That since even for dogs, the animal is not fit when it's still alive, so there's a prohibition applying to it. So how could he rule like that, like Reb Shimon, that it's mutter? Didn't we say regarding muktzah machmas says he rules like Reb Yehuda? Says Taisus, yeah, it's still different because hasam loydacha biyadayim. There, by the animal, the nevela, he didn't actively reject it. So there, yes, he's going to hold like Reb Shimon that's going to be mutter. Aval hoch over here by the light that was the lamp that was lit on Shabbos, the dacha biyadayim, when he lit it, he actively rejected it. And it's muktzah machmas iser. That's where Shabbos can be huda. That's where holds a gebida. Now, based on this interpretation of the Gemara, says Tais Lafizis, so comes out. We explained that the machlekes Reb Yechanan Shlokas regarding the Benayra comes out that loykami Reb Yechanan, that Reb Yechanan who is saying rules like a gebida that holds in general of the concept of muktzah. Reb Shuben Levi, the pasuk Reb Shimon that he says no, you're allowed to move these things. He's more lenient. They're not going achad the brisa on one brisa, as Tais explains. Reb Yechanan koya brisa. Reb Yechanan is going on one brisa of the chala neir shal mateches metal mechulu, that all lamps are made out of metal. You're allowed to move except one that was lit on Shabbos, which that's forbidden because of muktzah machmas iserim, not because of a b'may dekam Reb Yehuda b'brisa el, but regarding a different brisa. Reb Yehuda had previously said metal neir chadish abal lo yashin. Regarding that halacha Reb Yehuda, that you're allowed to move only a new lamp, but not an old one, which are problem muktzah machmas mias, that, as we just said, loy sav Reb Yechanan kava said. Regarding that, it does not look like Reb Yehuda, the old is like that regarding Reb Shimon. So obviously, when he's ruling like Reb Yehuda, he's not going on that brisa. Whereas Reb Yishu ben Levi, that he rules like Reb Shimon, a brisa is the metal ner chadishka, he is going on that second brisa regarding moving of the new lamp. Because debahi brisa shor Reb Shimon, it's in that brisa as we continue to talk about Manav that Reb Shimon permits ner shed liku b'isa Shabbos, a lamp that was lit that Shabbos, and the only one that he says you can't is a ner hadaylik b'Shabbos, and Reb Shimon Levi rules like that. So therefore, there must be that although these two Marum having a machlekes like Reb Yehuda like Reb Shimon, but they're going on different brises. Now, but then Tais has a different question. So if the interpretation like we're saying is correct, then v'hadalei pasuk Reb Yechanan k'Reb Meir. Then why does Reb Yechanan rule like Reb Meir? Why is he saying holds like Reb Yehuda in one area and like Reb Shimon like in another area? But if he would say like Reb Meir, the Asavon Legamri Kava say he really says exactly like Reb Meir, because as we quoted Reb Meir previously, the Shari Muktzah Machmas Mias, Reb Meir holds Muktzah Machmas Mias is mutter, the Aser Muktzah Machmas is, and his Muktzah Machmas is also, which exactly is how Rabbi Yochanan comes out. So says Taisa, no, not good Rabbi Huda. The reason why the Rabbi Yochanan says, like, you quote Rabbi Huda, even though not totally, the opinions generally is the black and white. Rabbi Shimon is the matter, Rabbi Huda is the iser. So therefore, we say he's like Rabbi Huda, but you're right, he's not totally like Rabbi Huda. Really, he's more like Remeir. Or another interpretation is, because the limitinu de isler Remeir, we don't find really Remeir holds, muktzah makmas is a grade, that something is considered a muktzah if it only has a prohibition applying to it, ela b'ner nashon, only by an old lamp, de katarti, where there's two things. Machmas is mias or machmas iser because of its repulsive and the iser. So therefore, we wanted to say explicitly that it's like Rabbi Huda that even if it's just machmas iser, it's going to be mukta. Now, achlafiza kosher Rashba, but according to the interpretation we're saying, there's a difficulty to the Rashba. Why? Because the mashma it sounds like that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the nakad when he says b'menayra ain lo nukar Reb Shimon that regarding the laws of menayra that we don't hold like Reb Shimon and we only hold like him regarding the ner yashin. Now, it sounds like Avu Reb Shimon Miyashari B'Menayr, but Reb Shimon himself would permit moving the Menayr. Now, the problem is, Lamai Demefarish time of the Menayr, but this that we were explaining here in this sugi over here, that the reason why Nala moved the Menayr is Mishum the Adam Kabe Le Makam is because it's forbidden, a person sets a place for it. So, Hey Chesher Reb Shimon, how could Reb Shimon hold that it's Mutter to move? Harmin and Bresh call it Kalim, but the Gemara later on, Kafchof Gimel Mamav, says Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees. Besichi, Beziri, Mazuri, which these are types of vessels used for dying. A kiv in the cup of the life, since a person is very particular that he shouldn't get ruined. Miyachelu Makami designates a plate for the man to consider mukta, and that's even according to Reb Shimon. So how could we say, as we're inferring from the words of Yechanan, that based on the interpretation we're saying that actually Reb Shimon would hold that it would be permitted? So different in the middle of Farish, or therefore actually says Taisa, it seems to explain a different interpretation. Reb Yechanan pasuk Reb Yehuda, that actually Reb Yechanan is totally like Reb Yehuda. But muktzamach mesmias by when it's because of repulsive. The kol shekain bemuktzamach mesiser. And the way we know it's kol shekain is kedemuchem perak basik. It's obvious from the Gemara in the last paragraph of Kufin Zayin Manav to come where the Gemara says bekuli Shabbos halacha Reb Shimon. The Gemara makes a ruling regarding all halachas of Shabbos. We rule like Reb Shimon. Bar memukta, meaning regarding the laws of mukta, bar memukta machmas mias, except where it's because of its repulsivity, then we hold it will be mukta. That's one interpretation. Chadam, another one says, no, but mukta machmas mias, na me alocha grib shimin, that even when it's repulsive, it's not going to be mukta. Bar memukta machmas iser, except where because it's mukta because of a prohibition related to it, dainu should leak about by Shabbos, where it was lit that Shabbos, and they had an element of iser applying to it. So you see that that's the more stringent one. So when we're saying that he holds like Rabbi Huda, it's actually for Muktzah Machmas Mis, and for sure for Muktzah Machmas Iser. V'adah, come in this that he said, Anu ein lanu ela b'ner k'Reb Shimon, that we only have in the permissibility of ner like Reb Shimon, which that sounds like he holds like Reb Shimon by Muktzah Machmas Mis, not like we're saying, says Taisin, no, la mishum disaber kavasei b'ner, it's not because Reb Yochanan holds like him regarding the lamp, because we're saying no, regarding Muktzah Machmas Mis, by the ner Yoshin, he holds like Rabbi Huda. And the Klemmer, already, what it means to say is, ein lanu sheyater, we should not come ahead and permit. Afil Reb Shimon the Mekel, even Reb Shimon who's the lenient interpretation, Ela Bener. Where should we be lenient? Even according to those who are lenient, we don't, but even those who are lenient, let's say Reb Shimon, it's only by lamp where it's only Muktzah Machmas Mias. Al B'Menorah Aser, but actually by Menorah, even Reb Shimon would agree it's going to be Aser. Yes, because Kaveh LeMakom, and yes, Reb Shimon agrees by Kaveh LeMakom that it's going to be Aser. Hashta now, Kaimitavai, actually now it comes out that both Rebbe Yochanan and Shlokish are going actually Achad Braisa. They're both going on the same one Braisa. Regarding that the Rebbe Yehuda holds you can move only a new lamp and not an old lamp, Rebbe Yochanan is totally like Rebbe Yehuda that of Muktzah Machmas Mias even. And Shlokish is old like Rebbe Shimon that he holds that no, it doesn't hold the Muktzah Machmas Mias. And but Lemotzi, Nami Lemikad Remeir, now it also answers the question why we didn't say that Rebbe Yochanan is like Remeir, because Remeir does not hold the Muktzah Machmas Mias, and whereas Rebbe Yochanan holds like Rebbe Yehuda of Muktzah Machmas Mias, not only Muktzah Machmas Issa.